Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode 41 of Verbal Graffiti with your host, Brian Glass, a.k.a. The B-Man, the People's Degenerate. I want to make a declaration right now. My declaration is that the B-Man is going to try to expand his vocabulary for all of you. I've been listening to a lot of the Chris Williamson podcast. I'm not sure the exact name of it, but it's a long-form self-improvement bro-type science podcast, and he has such a way with words. Like, he overdoes it with $64,000 words. The key point is, though, I'm a lover of words, so much so that I keep a document in my phone. Every time I come across a new word I like the sound of, I look up the definition, and I put it in my notes. I put the word, the definition, and use it in a sentence. Usually I just copy paste from dictionary.com. And every so often I'll look through the list, try to pick out a few words to use. I never use them. That changes today. I am going to try to expand my language because I do believe language is colorful. And I want to do so not to prove my intellect. I don't have much intellect. I have my IQ is dog shit. I want to do so because it's a tool. It's a way to keep engagement. The more colorful your language, the words you use, the more you're apt to keep listening. And I'm always trying to improve verbal graffiti, improve. So that's one thing I think I can do to make verbal graffiti better. Let's start off using better words right now. I've been ruminating of late about flags. Yes, flags. In my neighborhood, within probably a 3-mile radius, there are so many different flags. We got the U.S. flag standard. I've seen Trump 24 flags. I've seen Blue Lives Matter. I've seen lots of pride flags. I've seen a U.S. flag with one stripe that is a different color. There's a house down the street that occasionally puts up a pirate flag, which I think we can all agree, of all the flags that have ever been, the pirate flag, with the skull, with the two, X's, like, that's the best flag of all time. I've seen a free Britney Spears and a Taylor Swift 2024 flag. I've seen everything. I've seen Ukraine flags. Those ain't doing too well, are they, huh? So we're just I don't remember a time of seeing this many different things hanging from a pole. Like, there was a time when all you would see was an American flag and a POW flag underneath that. Maybe you'd see a Puerto Rican flag, of course, or whatever country you're from. But we're getting crazy. It's starting to make me, I'm seeing a lot of propaganda in the news about, Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Gaza. Our government's giving so much money and explosives to these countries. And it does seem like, I'm old enough to remember the Iraq war. It does seem like, the wheels are turning and the people in power with all the money who are, pulling the strings, seems like they're itching for another much more world-encompassing world where maybe we might have to go fight it. Like, they might want to reinstitute the draft. And I'm seeing all these flags, and I'm thinking to myself, who's going to fight this war? Because I don't think the propaganda is going to work. I think we know they're bullshit. We know it's all about money and resources, and it's not about the freedoms and all that. Like, they're using us to get more what they want and what they mean. The power players. And I see all these flags, and I'm thinking, dude, no one's going to go fight if they reinstitute the draft. And there's going to be a lot of draft dodgers if it happens. And I think most of the country is going to cheer people on for dodging the draft. So I think that's a positive. I think that's a positive for our society that it's not as easy to propagandize all of us, because with all these different flags, like, even if they invaded us, like, I think they go, who are these people? Like, who are they? Who are they pledging allegiance to? There are so many different flags up there that, you know, America is just, the American flag is just one of them. So I don't know. That's just something I'm thinking about. Let's get into the episode. This one comes about from the subreddit called Condom Wild. Found these used condoms under my bed. Which one should I reuse? Black still has cum in it. I find it hard to believe that Joe Biden's going to get reelected when there are whores out here reusing condoms. If there's ever been a picture that is an indictment of the current state of the economy, it's got to be a whore asking us which condom to reuse. I could be wrong. The B-man could be wrong. I was wrong last episode. Kate Middleton alive, still hanging that L over my shoulders, over my head. I do believe this is a whore asking this question and not a man whore. And I say this only because most men don't bring different condoms with them out. And I don't have a whole lot of experience with condoms. I know that's like dicey. I don't like using condoms, and I like having sex with strangers, and that's not a good mix. For me, like, having sex with somebody you love, like, yuck, who wants to do that? Like, once I know everyone in your family name and like your work schedule, and as soon as you ask me to hang out with your brother or sister, it's like, thanks for the potential STD, but I'm going to leave right now. I have no, the thought of having sex with you is like gone. My dick goes down. I want no part of it. But from the few times I have used condoms and just from talking to my boys, usually it's just one pack of condom. It's not like multiple packs asking a lady which one you want to use. It's usually you bring one and you either use that one or the lady you're with, she has a preference and she has her own. So I'm just speculating that this is a condom. This is a whore that has two condoms that she found under her bed that are from different guys. That is my speculation. I will say, I also want to make a disclaimer. I know many of you are going to disagree with this, but please hear me out. I do believe that condoms are the worst STI you can get. And what I mean by that is, if you did not know what condoms were and someone asked you, like, what are condoms? And you'd be like, okay, there's this piece of latex. You pull it, you know, you pull it over your wiener, like right before you have sex, so you got to stop to do it. And then when you put it in, like neither partner can feel it, and you're humping and you're like, do you feel it? And then she's like, not really. And you're like, no, I don't really feel anything either. And then your wiener gets soft because you can't feel it. And then you got to like stroke yourself, and then neither of you feel it, and you're humping, and then you got to stop and like wait 15 minutes to get hard again and try to put on another condom. And then your person would ask, like, hey, well, what is that? And you'd be like, oh, that's condom. And then your friend who didn't know anything about condoms would go, well, how do you prevent getting condom? It's like, oh, just don't be afraid of chlamydia, you pussy. That's what condoms are. They are like, they're terrible. You use them when you have to use them. Clearly this lady's being safe. Safe. I don't know if that's the correct word, but she's using condoms, okay? She's using condoms. If I was a babe or a gay guy, I would be suspicious of the black condom. And not because it has cum in it, more so just because it's black. I've never actually seen a black condom. This is the first one I've seen. If someone I was with like was rolling on a black condom, my first thought would be, oh, that guy's trying to hide something from me, either on his shaft or on his mushroom. So I wouldn't, like, if I was a babe, I would not want that inside of me. So my answer is to use the regular clear-colored one. A, it's clear, so it's more normal. B, B, it's longer. So, you know, hey, you get to find a guy that has a bigger dick. And three, it doesn't have cum in it. So I think the clear answer is the clear condom. Having the condom with cum in it already, I've never heard of this, but I can see that being a kink. I can see there being women out there, babes out there, who like a guy who's wearing a condom with another man's cum inside of it. I could see that. I've never searched for that, but I'm sure that is a kink that some women get off on. So if you do have that as a, you know, if you're a sexual weirdo, cornball, and that's your thing, then go with the black condom. Also want to say, if you're going to reuse a condom, I've done some research, and this is how you want to clean the latex condom before you reuse it. How do you do that, B-Man? Let me tell you. You want to turn the condom inside out, take a warm washcloth, lukewarm, put soap on it. I suggest Mrs. Meyer's hand soap. I like the smell of that. Just gently wipe off the condom, any, you know, fluids that cum that might be on it. Wipe it all off, throw it in a washer, put it on a normal cycle. Pull the condoms out, just kind of rinse them off. You want to hand dry them. So put them on one of those, like, I don't know, those, you know, hang lines. Make sure it's in the shade. You don't want to be in the sun because it will dry up and crinkle. Do that for about 2 hours. Let it dry, again, in the shade. And then you want to iron it. To be very gentle, not to burn any holes through it. Nice, gentle, you know, to smooth out any wrinkles that are in it. Again, let it sit for another 20 minutes. And then you can reuse your condom and be safe that you and your partner will be safe of any STI or pregnancy. Should I apply to be a health teacher? Maybe I can do that. Maybe that's a next job I could have. Lastly, I personally, the B-Man, I want to thank you for being a whore and reusing your condom. To me, that shows me you care about the planet. There are lots of 304s out there who are using multiple condoms a night with the same Chad. Not you. And I applaud you for that. You care about the environment so much so that you're risking the health of your vagina for the planet. And everybody should applaud you for that. Thank you very much. Now, let's get to some photos. Now, while all of us here at Verbal Graffiti strongly advise against using condoms, I will admit I was being a bit facetious in that last segment. I have used condoms and I do use rubbers when necessary. But now that it's on my mind, I can't ever recall coming inside of one. Any time I've been having sex, I usually pull out, pull it off, and come on the person I'm making love with. Now, there was a time, it was pretty recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was on stage doing crowd work, talking about condoms, and it was a small room. So I asked the guy in the front row, where does he come when he uses condoms? And he told me he pulls his condom off and comes on the floor. And everyone went silent. Like, they were aghast by what he said, as was I. But now that I give it some more thought, the coming on the floor does seem like the more polite place to be putting your goo. Of the two options, like you put it on the floor, you can just wipe it off with a paper towel, use the Swiffer, and then you're done. But coming on the person you're making love with, that does seem a bit, much more of an aggressive place to be putting your spunk. I'll have to do more field work and get back to you with where people put their stuff. This next one comes from the subreddit Subway, the restaurant. Horrible experience in Subway in Guthrie, Kentucky today. Customer complaints. Well, let's see what your complaint is. playing pro-murder, anti-police music. Not what I want to hear when getting food or ever. When I brought it up, I was treated in a mocking and snide manner. I did not raise my voice to them or say anything combative, but after the initial reaction of the manager, I told them I would have rather kept it between us. But I was still mocked for bringing it up and sent off with a rude bye-bye. I don't even think the guy could help himself when he started acting that way. Wouldn't trust them to feed a dog now after their reaction to such a sincere concern. It wasn't them playing the music. It could have been unintentionally on a station that plays that. It was the manager's extremely defensive and unbelievably mocking reaction to me bringing it up that warranted this review on the Subway subreddit. There's a 99.9% chance that you're a middle-aged, a white woman with unkept pubic hair. My big concern was how long you were in Subway, because from what I can read, reading in between the lines, it seems like you were there longer than just picking up your sandwich. You should never be at Subway for longer than two songs. If you're there for longer than two songs, you deserve to get hepatitis C. I just get the vibe that you were actually eating the Subway sandwich in Subway, which is XX. You shouldn't be doing that. It smells stinky in there. Get in, get out. Unless they're understaffed or it's like the lunch hour, rush hour, like in and out. Two songs maximum. I mean, of all the complaints about Subway, you come at the B-man with NC-17 lyrics bumping from the microphones. Like, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Actually, I wrote these down, but let's pretend like they're off the top of my head. Number one complaint, Jared, remember him? The child molester who moonlit as a Subway spokesperson. How about it's been proven by scientists that the sandwiches, the bread has like rubber in it, the same rubber that they make yoga mats out of. And there were some scientists, I kid you not, this is truthful, that hypothesized that the rubber that we're consuming in our diets is making our taint, that area between our anus and our genitals, is making it like smaller. That's a big complaint, that you're literally eating something from Subway that's decreasing the size of your taint. And the B-man loves his taint. So that's a big complaint for me. A third complaint is every time I've been in a Subway, you need to ask for the key to use the restroom. And there's just something about asking the guy behind the counter for the key. And you're basically like, hey, I'm going to take a shit in your restaurant. Can I have the key? There's something about that that's just, it's like un-American. It's just, it's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing having to ask an employee for a key. Complaint number four, where did the $5 footlong go? It's nowhere to be found. It hasn't been found in a decade. Give me back the $5 footlong. And number five, a combo meal costing $15 before tax. Like a sandwich, a bag of chips, a soft drink for $15. That should be your biggest complaint, that and Jared. But you're coming at me with NC-17 lyrics. Like, come on. Like, have your priorities in order, white unkept pubic hair lady. You know, sometimes you got to know where you're at, right? Like you're at a Subway. It's similar to, I think, when a hot dog cart in the city like fails the health inspection. It's like, yeah, no shit. Like you got a hot dog cart in the open of a smog filled city with a million people in it. Like, of course it's not going to pass the health code. Like when you get a hot dog from, the hot dog stand, like you know what you're getting. Same thing with Subway. I have a coffee spot I go to, and there is a new barista there who has tattoos all over her body. Her face is filled with tattoos to the point where she literally looks like a snake. I'm not being hyperbolic. She has so many tattoos, like I don't even know what her skin looks like. And I'll tell you what, the B-man, I would never complain to her. If I ask for like an espresso and then she gives me a latte, you know what I'm doing? I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm putting a dollar in a tip jar and I'm leaving very quickly. Because a lady who fills her face with tattoos, there's no cap on what she's capable of doing. So, hey, I'm chalking it up to the game, and hopefully I'll get better service tomorrow. I'm keeping my mouth shut. That is your big problem, is like you're not recognizing who you're complaining to. And what you need to do is have more self-awareness of your environment. But more so than that, what you need to do with your complaint is have a modicum of empathy for who you're complaining to. Like these employees at Subway, this is not some high-end bistro. This is Subway. These guys behind the counter with the visors on, they're probably making $14 an hour. They don't get health benefits. They're working weird shifts. They're always working at night. They have to work on the weekend. They're serving fatties like yourself. They're giving people foot-long cookies now with 32-ounce soft drinks, with families coming in after their softball game. Someone wants a 6-inch, someone wants a 12-inch. They have to remember all the order. They're not allowed to like write it on paper. Like, just take your sandwich and shut the fuck up. So they're playing some rap music. Like, it's such a terrible job working at Subway that the only thing these guys or gals have working there is just vibing to the tunes they like. That's what they need to get through their shift. And if you're, if that music is so troublesome to you, go to a Chick-fil-A. I'm like, that's it. Go to a more wholesome place. Like Subway, it's going to have some rap music. And just accept the fact. Just be happy they're wearing gloves, not getting their germs all over your sandwich. Because you should have I'm so disgusted with you. I hope these guys who are working at Subway, I hope the manager impregnates your daughter and refuses to pay child support to that child and just disappears. That's what I hope comes of you. Till next episode, go suck a fat one.